The Kate Daly Show is about to start. Progressive liberals must be accompanied by an adult. The show starts now.
Just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore. I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody.
While you're at it, don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights, because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time, you may be the one to get it.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years. And by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
All right, Joe Friday. Okay, but it's not Friday, it's Wednesday. And I welcome you to the show, of course. Great way to start out, right? Because, of course, we need to talk about the big headline. And then Susan joins me because it's Wednesday. And we have all this great stuff to talk about and all this research she's done. So I'm actually excited you're here. How are you?
Hi, doing well.
Good. Oh, you have so much. So we got to get rolling. I was just on the OAN network, and I was talking. They're so awesome. I love Allison, and she's a lot of fun to go back and forth. It's just the best time always. And so that's a great network. Check it out, OAN. But I was talking about the college students, and I was saying, you know, it's hard to believe that these vegan, soy milk infused, pronoun loving students who get upset if you call them by the wrong pronoun are suddenly militant and suddenly, you know, suddenly very aware of Palestine 6 months after the fact and suddenly wanting to get on a college campus to do this. And so we were talking about the fact that they were all masked up and that there was too many things to mention that were very, very strange about this whole thing. They were wearing matching shirts, matching masks. It reminded me of ISIS, right? Matching stuff, right? And the arrests, like 173 arrests, have all been trespassing. And I'm laughing because it's like trespassing. You mean like college students that aren't college students or just staying overnight or what's the deal, right? So I was wondering about that. And then I was also just sort of looking at the whole situation and there was a flag hoisted in New York and they made a big deal about this. And I love the American flag, so that's not my issue. But my issue was that the AP News wrote that the media was blocked. But then there was the photographer right there to capture everything. So I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And the timing. And are they trying to repaint Vietnam? And the students were asking for food and demanding like petulant children, food and water and humanitarian aid. And there's what's going on? I mean, it's so strange. And some of it just looked like the security guards wearing masks. People are all masked up or hooded to conceal identity. So that really is very strange to me, and it should be strange to all of us. What's your take on all of this, Susan?
Oh, as soon as you start seeing the masks, you know that what they're trying to hide is the tentacle.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the funding coming from?
Yeah.
So the Daily Signal and New York Post have done some really great in-depth, and the Wall Street Journal, mm-hmm. Investigations on where this funding is coming from, because these kids are ordering, you know, food, chicken, all of this food coming into them. And mm-hmm. turns out they discovered that these encampments appear to be coordinated by paid activists, a left-wing activist coalition called the U.S. Campaign for Palestinian Rights. Sponsors a youth organizing fellowship that offers college students an unheard of $24 to $28 per hour wage to organize.
How much again? How much?
$24 to $28 range.
That's a good gig.
Organize, yes, local campaigns. And it said in 2023, they hired 8 youth fellows, 3 of which have recently appeared at pro-Hamas encampments at UC Berkeley, Yale, and UT Austin, according to photographs leaked out by the Post. So that's why they wear the masks, because they have been able to figure out that these people were paid activists because their faces showed. So they're really learning to mask up. It's a network, and it includes Students for Justice in Palestine, Jewish Voice for Peace, Code Pink, remember them?
Oh, yeah.
From back in the day, and National Lawyers Guild and the Westchester Peace Action Committee. And they had a total income of $1.5 million, total expenses of $1 million. So this is, it's called USCPR. Its official name is Education for Just Peace in the Middle East. And they received, this group, $355,000 from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund between 2008 and 2023, and $700,000 from the Soros Family Open Society Foundation between 2018 and 2022. And so remember, we always say these people never sleep, right? They're constantly, this was Barack Obama's thing, community organizer. This was a professional position. And this is also the fiscal sponsor of a group called the Palestinian BDS, Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Against Israel, right? So these are hardcore people, and it's not just your little freshman out there thinking she's doing something good.
Right.
Because they interview him. Yeah. They don't even know. They can't even tell you what's going
on. Well, it's completely contained in the schools that just happen to farm to the CIA, which I don't even need to explain that to anyone I know, because it's that. Is that obvious to me? But as far as these students go, and I love your backdrop, because it's really about who's sparking this. These college students could not locate Israel or Palestine on a map. They're trying to learn remedial reading. So I doubt that this is coming from anything natural. It's not coming from any, it's all contrived. Whether it was that way in the beginning and now college students are just joining in, because college students typically like to do something they think is adult-ish, and look at me, I'm a protester, look at me, look what I'm doing. So I saw some students that they said in an article that were there to protect the American flag. I promise you, they did not even know why they were there. It was very strange. And they were actually taunting each other like they would in middle, like grade school. Like, nah, nah, nah. Like, it was funny to me. I thought, this is really strange. And then, of course, it was violence and violence and violence. But is it? And then they're saying insurrection-like riot. And I'm going, you saw a couple of people maybe that you could say that about, but this is not sweeping the nation at every single college. And I think this is contrived just by the very groups you just mentioned. What is the Arabella?
Oh, so Arabella is a group that it's far left billionaires network. And Michael Walsh, or Scott Walker, rather, remember, he was governor of Wisconsin. He has written a book coming out called Arabella, The Dark Money Network of Leftist Billionaires Secretly Transforming America. And it's called, the group is called Arabella Advisors, and it's $2.4 billion in dark money, which is more than the RNC and DNC combined, that is put into American elections. It is coming for this 2024 election. And it influenced the 2020 presidential cycle. Part of that money comes from Bill Gates. Part of it comes from Zuckerberg. But also Pierre Omidyar, one of these people is a Swiss billionaire, and they are influencing American elections. And of course they are. I remember back in the day, Rush Limbaugh explaining, why would leftists, these progressives, you know, want big government, big taxes, because that is where they make a ton of money. They get the big contracts. The U.S. government is where the money is, even though it's paper money or electronic money. And so billionaires know you're going to go where the money is. And Arabella also manipulates the whole SCOTUS, Supreme Court, all those riots and all of those things. That was the dark money from Arabella going into that to influence our Supreme Court.
That's interesting. Yeah, something stinks here. I think, you know, we've seen our intelligence groups. And by the way, remember the budget for the Ukraine money was siphoned off to intelligent management. Anyway, intelligence management groups. And we've seen them do these things in other countries, but we always think they're not going to do it here. And for some wild reason, we just think they're not going to. And we're seeing these things crop up, and we see these movements of this dark money, like you said, pushing these things forward. And of course, the press is more than happy because they're so bought. They're more than happy to go along with it. So it's very, very bizarre. We need to kind of keep eyeballs on this.
Very much so. And it's funny when you get the political ads from Joe Biden or even Donald Trump saying to us, chip in $5 when there is billions. It's a tsunami of money, but they want us to chip in $5. They want a base. They want to be able to say we have a base of people and as a way to activate people.
So. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a really, really good point. We're going to go to break in about a minute. You know, the 98 million in radioisotopes that we talked about with Mel yesterday, there's two kinds. There's one that is all about uranium. And then, of course, there's the medical side of it. And they're putting 98 million into science, right? So they're not really saying which it is, because it could actually be either one. But the radioisotopes, and I just wanted to say this because I wanted to kind of clarify a point from yesterday, is tracers. Tracers that go into your body, okay? And these are done by IV. And so it talks about the fact that this was just 98 million for that. Why? Why is that in the foreign aid bill, right? Foreign aid, it's a joke when I even say it out loud. But in the Ukrainian laundromat bill, it's 98 million for tracers in your bodies. That's really strange. And that it's just coming through the IV. And I just wanted to point that out. I just thought it was just another strange anomaly about what's in the money. You always have to look at what's in the money, and I so appreciated that yesterday as well. So we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. So glad you're tuned in. There's so much more to come. We're going to talk about surveillance, all kinds of war zone stuff. Be right back. Keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. Hey everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Let you cross the line. Can't you make up your mind?
Hi, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. And of course, did you know that MyPillow is doing this amazing $25? You actually get two pillows. They're doing all these things for this outrageous price of $25. And so many people are taking advantage of this. Do it while it lasts, because it's not going to last very long on this one. I'll assure you that one. They have such a stellar deal going. It's because he's been culture canceled, and we need to support him. But also the fact that wedding gifts, Mother's Day, Father's Day, everything's right around the corner. You've got graduation, all those things. What a great place to go. And $25. I mean, so amazing. You're going to get the best deals for $25. It's like a $25-a-thon. Go to mypillow.com and take advantage of that. But you got to put in the name Kate, okay? All right. So Susan is with me. And talk about the 10-year thing, Susan.
Oh, yeah. So it's been all over the news, but it's still shocking that Zelensky came out and made a video and said, you know, I've met with the American leadership and President Biden, and we are looking at specific levels of support for this year and the next 10 years. And that is a quote. We're discussing the specific foundations of our security and cooperation, and on fixing specific levels of support. Now, they're not talking emotional support, like emotional support animals. They're talking fiscal support for the next 10 years. He said the support would range from military hardware to joint arms production and financial aid. And he said the agreement should be truly exemplary and reflect the strength of American leadership. And he was working with the Democrat minority leader, Jeffries, on that, because we had some Republican defectors help pass a bill, and Biden signed it last Wednesday, a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine's fight.
Yeah, we've been talking about what's in the money. It's so crazy what's in the money.
And now it's a gravy train. Isn't that what they call it? Zelensky's on the American gravy train.
And every point they make in the bill, as I read through it, was like this and this and this and other. This and this and this and programs. This and this and this. I mean, it was just so non-anything. It was like, why don't they just hand it over? And why are they even disclosing the amounts? Because it was so generalized. Chrisanne Hall spoke out on this. She said, this is not constitutionally or legally possible. No spending originates from POTUS whatsoever. No discretionary spending can bind a future POTUS for that 10 years. And POTUS can't legally or constitutionally make deals. And don't consumer encourage messages like this, because we have to kind of see through these and say, and that's what you were trying to bring up, Susan, is that this is ridiculous. I mean, this won't pass. This can't. I mean, there's no way that the POTUS can do that. So
I would not be surprised what our Congress is willing to sign, the Democrats and the Republican traitors. The rebuild and sustainment costs a year ago were estimated at nearly $1 trillion. Now there's been even more destruction displacement. You know, we're paying the retirement funds because their government is essentially, you know, their funding structures have collapsed. So why not? And I like a comment. Somebody said, No worries. The U.S. has a magical money tree and can create as much money as it wants. $35 trillion in debt, with a debt-to-GDP ratio of over 100%. Let the good times roll.
Wow. Well, you know what, on this, and you're right, I don't trust Congress at all. And here we, and our side, you know, the Republicans, it has the House, and look at the horrifying things that they're doing. So with a bot Mike Johnson. So, you know what? This kind of stuff's just going to keep on happening. And yeah, I guess they could do a 10-year, right? It's astounding. Also, you were going to, we have about a minute in this segment, and then we're going to go to the next. But I know you wanted to kind of introduce tarot card. You wanted to go there a little bit.
Oh, yes. So we had the Magna Carta, and Prince Charles has introduced tarot card and Astra card, the earth and the sky, and he's created a bit of eco-religions using religions from around the world, and he's roped them into getting funding for that, for his projects from these faiths.
Eco-religion. Interesting. Eco-religion.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to do with God.
Yeah, it never does, does it? It never does. And that's what's so crazy. And also that trillion you mentioned with the money, with Ukraine buildup, you know, like I said, he wants a smart country and he keeps saying it. This isn't us saying that. We're not theorizing. He keeps saying it. He's even saying it to my state. Oh, I can't wait to be a smart country, because that's where that money is going, is that to rebuild, to be the smart country on the hill, right? An emblem to the rest of the world. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. More with Susan Reed when we come back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show, please text Birch Gold, 989898. Text them my name, Kate, and this is just free information you're going to get. Gold on gold prices, what's going on. There's a lot of obviously tensions building in the Middle East. So whether contrived or not, it's happening. So what happens to gold? So get this information. Also, how to secure your IRAs, your 401k, and your savings with gold and silver. And it won't cost you anything, which is really incredible. You can also get up to $10,000 worth of free gold and silver. So is anyone else offering you that? Probably not, I'm going to guess. Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, so many people. Even Donald Trump Jr. actually uses Birch Gold. And so for their gold purchases, this is who I trust. Go to Birch Gold. At least get the information. You've got your phone in your hand. And our sponsors are amazing. They keep us on the air. I'm telling you that this is great information, or I'd never tell you to do it. 989898 is the phone number on your text, and then you just text my name. That's it, Kate, K-A-T-E, how simple, okay? You're going to get some amazing information. They're updating it all the time, so if you haven't done that in a while, do it again, and make sure you're getting that info. Susan Reeve, okay, where do you want to start?
Let me just finish with what the royal family. People had seen The Crown, mm-hmm. and there was an episode where Prince Philip, kind of going through a late stage crisis, has a clergyman come to him and say, can we use a house on your property? It's for clergy going through faith crisis. He ends up joining that. It was called the St. George Group. And it turns out that after he passed and Charles took over, Charles has repurposed the St. George Group to be a bit of an eco-faith, and its members consist of faith disciplines throughout the UK, so not just the Anglican Church. But it's designed now to sell Charles and Philip's new religion, neatly encapsulated into what's called the Terra Carta. So the Magna Carta was to give rights to the people, enshrine rights to the people. Mm-hmm. But it is, now this is something that is to protect world assets. And it is signed onto by members of the World Economic Forum, mm-hmm. dozens of non-governmental organizations, those NGOs that seem to be funding everything, investment houses. And the woman who was writing about this, her name is Elizabeth Nixon, N-I-C-K-S-O-N, at Substack. And she says this has to do with his bid to kind of be king of the world. Now, I can see how, yes, King Charles does have mm-hmm. the ego yes. for that background. But they are members of the Order of the Garter, the decoration and the sovereign's gift alone, a power elite meant to sell the new faith, like people like Tony Blair. Mm-hmm. So the Terra Carta is being forced on people by the ruling class. Their taxes will fund it. Their religious faiths are now roped into this. And it's all about net zero, mm-hmm. green energy, and the UN sustainability goals. And even the Sikhs, they have eco-Sikhs, you know, the Sikh religion, yeah. S-I-K-H. And it's right on the royal family's website. Mm. So as much mm-hmm. as we underestimate him, you mm-hmm. know, people want to think of him as kind of like a dim-witted kind of guy.
He's goofy.
Cunning, but
yeah. And a philanderer.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But now it says his own coronet insignia is part of the Terracotta's image. And then you have Astracotta, mm-hmm. which is the same crown. And this is laying claim to the heavens. And this is his ambition. So he is working through this to get the UN, Canada, Europe, and the East, including the World Bank and the IMF.
Right.
And the idea is turn your churches to profit centers for the New World Order, she says. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it is unbelievable.
Talk about the... Go ahead. Finish up on... Yeah.
No. It's just that the amount of cash is just massive. It ends up being, you know, billions of dollars. And there's like 50 partners in this, in the Belief in Values program, the World Wildlife Federation. Mm-hmm. And things I've read previously on the World Wildlife Federation, it mm-hmm. sounds so great. Protect ancestral lands, protect wildlife. The people living on those lands in Africa say, wait a minute, mm-hmm. we hunt on those lands. Those have been our astral lands, ancestral lands. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying they're protected and we can't even access them. That's what these people are doing. Mm-hmm. And they're locking up the resources.
Yeah.
And we should not be turning our backs on this. This is deadly serious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's other groups that are mm-hmm. similar, but they're not as big as what Prince Charles is trying to do.
Right.
So,
talk about the cancer vaccine for a second.
Sure. News is out, and this is from The Sun, but it's been all over. A mm-hmm. new mRNA cancer vaccine has now been found to reprogram the immune system to attack tumors within 48 hours. So this was a study done, the first ever clinical study, but it was just four adult patients, mm-hmm. and it showed that the jab helped fight against aggressive and deadly brain tumors. And it kicks in the immune system within 48 hours. It just really ups the response.
Right.
And so they're saying that, you know, they said we were exposed to the mRNA vaccine concept during COVID. And so now it should just be, you know, very common to us mm-hmm. to understand what this is and why this would be so great. So they said it can be effective in tackling cervical cancer caused by the HPV virus. Although I thought we've solved the HPV virus by interrupting
everyone's fertility. Yes. On all of our young girls, never take that shot. Yeah.
So yes, true. Yes. And if this was really the case, well, somebody did a meme. I love people who do memes. They go, this is how it started, and it shows the beginning of the Legend mm-hmm. movie where mm-hmm. the vampire, I can't remember the name of it,
yeah,
Will Smith, Legend, mm-hmm. And starts off with, we've got a vaccine to prevent cancer, to treat cancer. And then it says 3 years later, and it's an apocalypse.
Yeah.
People have turned into vampires.
For
right?
sure. And you know what? If they had, they would never ever put a cancer vaccine because they make way too much money. Pfizer has never solved a disease since its inception. So they would be out of money if they did that. And so it's absolutely asinine. But you were kind of correlating the cancer over in the UK, right? In the royal family to this coming out?
Yes. Yeah. It's just kind of an odd set of circumstances. The Queen passes away, and King Charles gets cancer. Kate gets cancer. Fergie was announced to have cancer back in January. You have three members of the royal family. And then another one, Thomas Kingston, actually committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it's like all hell is breaking loose. What
just,
in the
it's
world?
It's just so strange. And of course, they would be the poster advocates for all of this, right? So it's an interesting correlation, but they would never produce this because they couldn't, because it would end, right? It would end. And the thing is don't ever take what they're calling a vaccine anymore. It's just absolutely dangerous. And they couch everything behind a vaccine and, everyone's going to want to take a cancer vaccine to prevent cancer because everyone has people that die of cancer in their families. But this is just another way to get out the mRNA shots, right? Just another vehicle for it. So
I can see how people who have children with deadly cancers mm-hmm. would say, yes, we're willing to try anything at this point. And I think this vaccine is for after people have been diagnosed, but there is no reason to think they aren't working on something for pre-cancer. But you don't want to be the early adopter of these. You don't want to be the first people to sign up for this.
I wouldn't take any other stuff. I mean, there's only a few isolated things. Other than that, oh, it's scary stuff. Be right back. More with Susan Reeve on war surveillance. Be right back. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, soon to be welcoming Tampa and Alaska. Those stations, super fun. I love it. And Nevada. So very, very cool. Good things happening. And I also just wanted to say, I had a guest on yesterday, Mike Pearson, about how to get out of your debt. And he was sharing a story about helping a woman get her life back and how she felt after she got their help in reducing the rates, getting rid of her credit card debt, and how it's literally changed her life. And I want that for everybody. I don't want us to be under that collar of debt. I don't want us to be in a situation where we're struggling with the inflation's going nowhere. The rates are not coming down for anything. And so we are looking at a situation where debt just keeps climbing. And please go to donewithdebt.com. And even if it's not you, if you know of somebody, maybe it's your kids or grandkids that are having problems with debt, please give them that name, donewithdebt.com, because they're doing great work. They're honest. I like them. I love what they're doing for people. And you, the listeners, are actually reaching out going, I really like these guys. Seriously, they do great work. And trust me on that one. They're awesome. Donewithdebt.com, and they can help you negotiate. They'll do it for you, negotiate your rates down for you so that you're not having to pay out as much. So it's not, you know, quadrupling on you. Okay, Susan, let's talk about war surveillance.
Yes. So people remember, I'm sure, that the federal government, Department of Defense, sent a bunch of military equipment to local law enforcement. So it was $7 billion worth of excess military equipment to more than 8,000 local law enforcement agencies. And it was, it says here grenade launchers and armored vehicles for almost no cost. It was just the transportation cost. And people were really surprised, like, what are you going to be doing with those? Mm-hmm. But now they are switching the surveillance technology that we used in war zones onto American streets, and specifically the U.S.-Mexico border. There's something called Traffic Catch, which collects the unique wireless and Bluetooth signals emitted by all our modern electronics. Mm-hmm. And then to identify those devices and track their movements, but also to connect them to your vehicle. And so even if you leave your vehicle in their system, you are connected to that vehicle and they can still track you. It's interesting because there was another type of product, and it is called a tracking technology. And this is what it can track. It boasts that it can also track other signal emissions from key fobs, satellite receivers like your OnStar, low-powered radio chips in your credit cards, or your passport. I didn't realize my passport had that. And car tire sensors that monitor tire pressure, and even medical devices. Know anyone who has a pacemaker?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have devices now that can track you via all those systems. And none of us imagined that that would be the case in this day and age. They quoted one guy who'd been with the CIA, and he said, yeah, I like to just go on my off hours and just go see who I can track.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. This is called, it's an organization, notusnotice.org. Warzone surveillance technology is hitting American streets, and this is starting especially along the U.S.-Mexico border, which I appreciate. They're trying to do something. But, you know, people don't factor in their cell phones, mm-hmm. their smartwatches, their earbuds, their car entertainment systems, and your license plates. And they can be tracking all of that in real time. And the devices, if average people have them or similar type devices, they mm-hmm. don't need warrants. Now, if a government wants to officially track somebody, they're supposed to request a warrant.
Right.
Or if they get data from a cell phone carrier. But they have figured out all these loopholes, haven't they?
They have.
Like they know that this data gets sold. So they just go to the other party, the other, you know, third party, and buy it.
Yep.
They also use something called, people are familiar with, a stingray, mm-hmm. which your phone thinks is a cell phone tower and connects to it if they're tracking you. So just people need to be aware that as you travel around, there's ways, a little Faraday devices that you can wrap your credit cards. And mm-hmm. that's a good idea anyway,
because
those things can get, you know, spoofed and stolen via card readers, like when you go on vacation. So it's just pretty shocking, though, that, mm-hmm. you know what, we're here. There's no such thing as privacy.
No, there isn't. I was watching a show where the court case, a recent show, and they were doing a court case, and the defense attorney said, well, I know every single thing there is to know about the jurors, and I'm able to piggyback off of Amazon and Google, and I'm able to get into those systems to track where they shop, what they do, who they're meeting, what they order for lunch. I mean, you name it. And then they had all the information on the jurors. And of course, the question was, is that legal? And the defense attorney goes, it doesn't matter. I get the info, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, and it's all public, all mm-hmm. their Google searches, you know.
Yeah.
This particular software that I was talking about, Traffic Catch, just in the UK alone, where it originated, it said it tracks, it has 30,000 camera, and it mm-hmm. reads 67 million license plates per day. That amount of knowledge, then anybody could hack into that.
Yeah.
Any government. We are naive as we just go about our business without appreciating mm-hmm. how deeply we're being surveilled. This is unlike anything Minority Report touched on some of this, but never to this degree.
And think about how long ago that was. And we didn't want to believe it. We thought that, you know, there's just so much. And that Will Smith movie where he's followed and tracked. So, I think we just don't want to believe it. There's just a part of us that says, well, that can't be. I mean, and then people, I love the people that go, well, my life is boring, so what does it matter? It's shelving data on you to make a case, if they ever wanted to make a case on you later on for anything that they wanted to do that really could disrupt your life. And they could turn it into things that aren't even real. Like, they're, you know, with AI, they can do that too. So,
Absolutely. We don't understand the capacity. Yeah. And it's good to know this is happening mm-hmm. and not be naive. Yeah. It's I Am Legend with Will Smith. I had to Google mm-hmm. it, but yeah, I Am Legend. Yeah, we are in a world of surveillance and a world of hurt at this point.
Yeah, we are. I so appreciate you, Susan. Thank you so much for coming on. And that's a lot to digest. And the college thing going across the country, just... Look, take the articles apart. That's my biggest advice to people. Look at the obvious nature of the articles. Look at what they're showing you. Look at how crazy everything that they're showing you is. And then what they say in the article, like the fact that they got a picture, but credentialed media wasn't allowed near it. I mean, just things like that just don't make sense. Okay. We need to get smarter on this stuff, I think. I'll be right back with Melissa and a special guest. Thank you, Susan. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Hey, everybody. I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, Copper IQ Cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money. And their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. ActivateFIQ.com.